Welcome in, everybody. It's the Locked On Eagles podcast. Louis DiBiase back for another one. What's going on, Eagles Nation? I got a really exciting podcast for you today. We have a special guest on, and it's someone that we've been trying to get on the show for the past about a month, but he was overseas in France and, you know, working on a lot of his art. It's a local Philadelphia sports artist named Jordan Spector of Spector Sports Art. An incredible story for this guy, going from a football career that he lost due to an injury, suddenly turned that passion into sports art. He turned the Eagles and Philadelphia sports into an art form, and it's just a really unique story, and he does a lot of great stuff for the community, and it's just some really awesome artwork that if you're looking to, you know, deck out your Eagles man cave or your office or the podcast studio, he's someone that I think really deserves his name out there. And just, again, a really cool story about a local Philadelphia resident, diehard Eagles fan, that combined passions. And it's something that I can really relate to, being someone that, you know, had to stop playing sports after high school and got into it in the broadcasting way and through podcasting and through radio. So I think it's an awesome story, and we're going to get into it coming up next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get into it with Jordan. We'll talk about his journey, talk about his business now, Spector Sports Art, how he's collaborated with some Eagles players, some NFL players, NBA guys. It's a really awesome interview coming up, so we're going to get to it right after this on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Sponsored today by Blue Chew. Guys, it's time to increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Now, this isn't just for guys who can't perform at all. It's for any guy who wants to enhance their performance, get that extra function in the bedroom. It's prescribed online. It ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no in-person doctor visits. You don't have to go wait in a pharmacy. And best of all, there's none of that really awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. That's right, the awkwardness is even awkward when you're going to the pharmacy or those, you know, nasty in-person doctor visits. Right now, we've got a special deal for our Locked On Eagles listeners. If you visit BlueChew.com, you get your first shipment for free when you use our special promo code LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 shipping, and you get your first shipment for free. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to try it for free. They're the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the Locked On Eagles podcast today. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Locked On Eagles podcast, the second segment of the Tuesday edition of the show, July 2nd here, and now we're talking with the special guest that I teased at the start of today's show. He's a guy that is turning the Eagles, not only the Eagles, but really sports into an art form. It's the owner of Spector Sports Art. It's Jordan Spector. Jordan, welcome to the show, man. We've been trying to get this going for about a month now. Glad that you finally joined the show, and how's it going, man? Thanks for being on.
I'm doing very good. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I've been looking forward to this and just talking about what I do and how I've grown in the past couple of years in the best city in America.
That's right, exactly. And look, first off, bought your Super Bowl Eagles-Patriots piece. Absolutely love it. That had to be a fun one to do, right?
Yeah, for sure. I really grinded on getting that one done. Had about 2 weeks after they won the NFC Championship to figure out a piece I wanted to do for the Super Bowl, pending they would win. So luckily it worked out.
So you have an interesting story. I mean, what was it? You were a walk-on at Temple football. You suffered an injury. What happened with that? So you were playing, I mean, college ball, and then, you know, what kind of, walk me through what happened with your football career.
Yeah, so I had a short-lived career at Temple. You know, football has always been a huge part of my life. You know, I played all as a kid through high school, and I actually decided not to play going into college and wanted to focus on academics and focus on school. And then I went to Temple, and I missed football so much, and I heard that they had open tryouts. You know, they have every year, you know, a true walk-on tryout. You run the 40-yard dash, you do a bunch of drills. So I trained my butt off for 6 months and got in probably the best shape of my life. And lo and behold, I tried out, and I made the team. And, you know, it was a pretty amazing moment for me to accomplish something like that. But then, unfortunately, soon into playing, you know, I played a full season, and the next year I got a concussion, and that really put me out. And it wasn't a terrible concussion, but I had a bunch in high school as well. And, you know, unfortunately, just talking to the doctor and being honest about, you know, my head injuries and my past playing football, you know, it was a wise decision to just step away from the game, just because of, especially everything coming out now about concussions in football. So one of the hard decisions that I've ever had to make, but, you know, I really enjoyed my time playing at Temple, and I really gained a lot of respect for what college athletes go through day in and day out. You know, it's a full-time job, really. You know, the amount of training and the amount of time that goes into your full schedule playing a Division I sport. So, but yeah, that was an amazing experience for me. Really molded who I am today. So
how important is it for you to stay in, you know, football and in sports through your artwork? Because, and first, before we even go there, was art something you've always been? I mean, you're clearly incredible at it. I mean, these pieces look literally just like pictures. I mean, it's amazing what you do. Is it something that you grew up loving, art, or is it something that you maybe took on after, you know, your football career because you wanted to stay within sports, you know, in a different venue?
Yeah, you know, it's funny how things work. You know, it's like one door closes, another opens. But this is really a true story of that. You know, I did art all of my childhood, and it was actually kind of like a hidden talent. I didn't really share it with a lot of friends. I took art classes all through high school, kind of just as an excuse to do art. But I've been drawing since I could pick up a pencil. And my father, I owe a lot of my talent to him because he's a very talented artist, and he's taught me a lot of what I know. So it's really a self-taught craft over a lifetime for me. You know, so when people ask me how many years have I been creating art, you know, I tell them a lifetime, you know, 20 yeah, years or so. But when football ended, you know, I was really depressed for a while. It was hard to move on after all that. I was really down in the dumps, but instead of looking at it at a negative perspective, I decided to channel my passion for football through art. So I, for the first time in probably a couple of years, I started creating artwork again, just drawing just for fun, just to unleash that passion for the sport, like I said. And, you know, really grew into something amazing for me. You know, I did one piece for one teammate of mine at Temple, and, you know, then another one for another guy, and it just kind of spiraled into a continuing pattern like that. And then next thing you know, really blew up for me. And like a lot of those guys that I played with at Temple, they play in the NFL, so I've done work for a lot of them, and they help put my name out there. So, but yeah, so now I have a whole business doing it.
I really respect what you did, because trust me, with me too, you know, sports has been one of the most important things in my life too. And that's why, you know, going into broadcasting and, you know, this podcasting stuff is a way to, you know, stay with sports and football and the Eagles specifically. So, you know, really respect that you kind of combined two different passions and you made it into now what is a really interesting and unique business here, where you were turning the Eagles and sports in general into an art form. And like you just hinted at, you know, you've been doing them for Temple players. You've been using this talent now. You've been creating pieces for Brian Dawkins, Jalen Mills too, at his charity softball game. I mean, what's it like now meeting all these professional athletes through your, you know, Spectre Sports Art?
You know, it's really great, and it's awesome to reflect sometimes, you know, where I started to where I've come to. But, you know, it's really been a four-year grind since I started this thing to build up a reputation and get my work out there. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a chain reaction. You do work for one popular guy, and, you know, a lot of people see it, or they put in a good word for you, and it turns into another guy. But it's been pretty amazing just to meet these guys in person and work with them, especially Brian Dawkins, because he's mine and a lot of Eagles fans' favorite player of all time. And now, you know, I do business with him. And, you know, having those relationships are important to me, because that ultimately, that's my goal, is to be known as one of the best artists that does this kind of work, and, you know, provide my services for really any professional athlete out there that's looking to get something very unique done, you know.
Yeah, it must have been a dream come true meeting Dawkins. Did you grow up in the Philadelphia area? I assume you've been an Eagles fan growing up your entire life?
Yeah, I've been an Eagles fan since I was probably, I want to say, like 8, 10 years old. It's funny because nobody in my family was really a big football or Eagles fan. It was
same
more so
here,
like
man.
A cousin. Yeah, so I actually kind of just built the fanhood myself. I wasn't into football till I literally watched Brian Dawkins play. He was like one of the reasons I played football, him and like my cousin who played football. So to come from that to this point, and especially the past 4 years, just trying to get my work in front of him to show him, you know, to make that connection, and then having that happen and having it get to the point that's at now is pretty special to me.
So how many, I mean, you've had Dawkins, you've done work for Dawkins, Jalen Mills. What are some other athletes that we would know that have come to you and want you to do these, you know, unique pieces of artwork for them?
You know, I've done quite a few pieces now for professional athletes, some of which I'm glad I can call a friend, you know, guys that played with the Temple. And sometimes it's not always like a guy just saying, hey, I want this, you know, I'm going to pay you type stuff. It's sometimes for a charity event like Jalen Mills or, you know, I've already done the piece and I have the opportunity to connect with the athlete. So let me think, though. I mean, the most recent big hit was with Bryce Harper. I connected with him through another guy. His name's Davo. He's kind of like this celebrity guy who – you know, one customer of mine showed him my work, and next thing you know, he contacted me and helped me get the painting to Bryce Harper. So it was a really cool experience connecting with him and Bryce. He's a really nice guy. So that was awesome for me to give him that painting. I don't know if you saw that one. That's one of my biggest hits. I actually recently created this massive Tobias Harris painting too, and a little risky with him, not so sure if he's going to be in Philly, but thank
right,
God
yeah.
he's staying. So they actually have that down at the Sixers facility. A couple of my friends work down there, so
oh, wow.
I'm planning to give that to him in the near future. You know, and something I like to do with all these athletes actually is not always expect them to be buying the work. It's another thing if they reach out to me to do it. But I really like to get involved with them, just like how I have with Dawkins. And every print of a painting that I sell, I donate a portion to their charity.
That's amazing.
You know, yeah, and it's something I'm really trying to do with every athlete that I do a piece of or piece for. You know, I think it's just a win-win for everybody. It's something I really like to do. And then back to your question of other athletes, I did a piece for a friend of mine who plays on the Colts. Nate Hairston did two paintings for him. Jacob Martin plays for the Seahawks. I did that this year for him. I'm doing it right now for a guy who plays in the Jaguars, Temple grad on the Colts as well, another cornerback. So those are some commission pieces I'm working on or that I've done this year. I did a piece for Malcolm Jenkins in the past, and a lot of other guys too. Danny Garcia, a boxer from Philly.
So do you have, of all these guys, do you have a favorite piece you've done? I mean, for me, like, the Green Goblin one is awesome. I mean, that one is just really cool. You know, the Tears of Joy one, too. I think that was supposed to be Selleck, right? That was another one that I really thought was incredible. Do you have a favorite piece that you've done? I mean, you've clearly done a bunch for a bunch of different athletes, and even if, you know, they don't have you do them for them directly, what's your favorite one you've done?
People ask that all the time. It's so hard to say because I think of it in two ways. There's pieces that I like purely for the artwork and then pieces that I like for the experience that was attached to it. So I'd say, I mean, my favorite piece, I think, it's probably the Dawkins one. For the piece alone and also just for the experience attached to it. The Green Goblin one is up there too, because that's one of the more creative pieces that I've done.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just something I came up with for the charity event. You know, I was like, why not combine his alter ego, in an Eagles uniform? So that came out really cool. I like the Harper one a lot too. I think that's going to grow into an iconic piece here in Philly next, you know, got 13 years of him, so.
That's right. And, you know, speaking of iconic ones, your Underdogs piece, it was on billboards a mile away from Gillette Stadium in New England. Was that something, were you behind that, you know, getting those up on the billboard, or how did that develop?
Yeah, that was a huge deal last year. That was like one of the biggest peaks of my career doing that. I think it paid for it, but I had the opportunity to create the artwork for that. It was this whole thing with this woman, Gina. She's an Eagles fan in New England, and she won a bet with a friend, and then it turned into a huge thing on social media. All the news outlets found out about it. It was basically a bet that if she got a certain amount of retweets and stuff, that this guy would have to pay for it. So, like I said, it turned into this whole thing of putting this billboard up at Gillette Stadium for that preseason game last year. And so she knew of my work, and she asked if I could create something that avoided copyright infringement and all this stuff, because she was going to use a photo that she was threatened she would be sued if she used it. So I created something, you know, I saw it as an opportunity to get my work out there. And, you know, I ended up being on the news here in Philly on CBS. And and then once it went up, though, it was like the craziest time for me.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I remember seeing it on ESPN and all the national networks, too. I mean, and even in that piece, like the detail with Nick Foles on the coaching wristband, having like the Philly special play. I mean, is that like detail-oriented stuff for you? Like that, some of it, I mean, it's really impressive, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's actually something that I strive to have, is very detailed things in every piece that I do. I'm just a very detail-oriented person, so it's all about the details for me.
So what's next for you? Can you give us a teaser if you have anything planned specifically for, like, you know, Eagles-oriented here? Is there another Eagles piece or any Philly sports thing you're working on coming up? I mean, of course, I don't want you to give anything crazy away, but you got any details you can give us?
I'm actually glad you asked that. I've got a couple big things coming up, and you know it's gonna be epic. So
okay,
I'm gonna be doing a piece of a new receiver, let's put it that way, coming up soon.
All right, that sounds good to me, because I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be doing another one of another guy on the Eagles who is probably our leading receiver. I'll put that way.
All right.
And then my largest project for this year actually is very, very big. And the way I'll put it is that there's a painting in the Philly Stadium called the Philly's Dream Scene painting. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or seen it.
No.
People listening, and you can look it up, but it's called the Philly's Dream Scene. Artists from Australia created it years ago after they won the World Series. And it's been hanging in there for years. It's, you know, it's a very iconic piece. So I have been commissioned to create an Eagles version of that.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. That's incredible, man. An Eagles version of this thing would be amazing. All right, cool. I mean, that's exciting to hear. Real quick, before we wrap up this interview here, where can fans get, I mean, I found you on Twitter, bought instantly that Super Bowl piece, had to get my hands on that one for the studio. And so I got it hanging up. Where can fans find your stuff? I mean, let's get all your plugs in here on the internet, your website, on Twitter. And also, I mean, are you at any art galleries? Have you been doing events and that kind of stuff too?
Yeah. So, for all those, you know, I don't do a lot of gallery shows, but I do a couple bigger shows here in Philly, you know, like outdoor art festivals. I just did the Manioc Arts Festival last weekend. Some upcoming shows that I'll have my work at that people are able to purchase is the Second Street Festival in Northern Liberties. That's August 4th. So it's a full-day show outside. Be a lot of vendors there. I'll be there as well. I'll also be doing the Doylestown Art Show in September up in Doylestown, PA. And then the biggest one of the year is the Philadelphia Christmas Village. That goes for a full month. So I'll have a pop-up shop there for a full 40 days. You can come, you can buy a print of pretty much any piece that I've done, and I'll be there sometimes working on stuff live, signing prints if people stop by. So those are some shows I'm doing this year. And then my social media is Instagram and Twitter. You can follow at Spector underscore art, S-P-E-C-T-O-R underscore art. And I post a lot of my work and upcoming shows and every all my news and stuff on those channels. So you can check that out. And then my website is SpectorSportsArt.com. That's where I post all my work available for sale. So you can check all that out on there. Updates as well on the latest sales or big promotions coming up. So gotta check it out.
Jordan Spector of Spector Sports are joining us on today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Jordan, once again, man, amazing story, awesome cause. I mean, having you have a lot of the proceeds go to, you know, players' charities, just it's a super unique and awesome business you got going on right now through two of your separate passions. Really admirable stuff, and we really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me again. It was a pleasure.
All right, that was Jordan Spector of Spector Sports Art. Once again, just a awesome, unique story about a guy that walked onto a D1 team in Temple, local Philadelphia school, makes the team, suffers concussions. I mean, we all know as football fans how serious that can really be. And then just takes that passion and combines it with an incredible talent. I mean, you guys got to check out Jordan's artwork. Again, it's at SpectorSportsArt.com. You can follow him on Twitter, like you said, with all the plugs, and on Instagram. We're going to be collaborating as well. So a lot of his pieces, pretty much all of his pieces are also going to be available. You can purchase them through LockedOnEagles.com later on. So we're working on some stuff with Jordan as part of the podcast as well. So really exciting stuff from him. I mean, super awesome causes. You know, he puts a lot of the money towards charities that, you know, Mills has and a lot of these athletes, and just a really cool story. And if you're looking to get some stuff on your walls for the man cave, I know for us, for the Locked On Eagles studio, we got his Super Bowl piece. It's almost like a Star Wars kind of feel to it, with the dark side of the Patriots on one side, and, you know, you got Doug Peterson, Wentz, Foles, and Fletcher Cox on the other. It's just some really awesome artwork, really talented guy, and just a really cool story. So we hope you enjoyed that conversation right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. And by the way, so if anybody doesn't know what he was talking about when he hinted at creating a dream scene, a Philadelphia dream scene for the Eagles, that the Phillies actually have a piece of artwork in Philadelphia, and it's super cool. And a Philadelphia Eagles edition of it would be awesome. So if you didn't know what he was talking about, just Google Philly dream scene, and it's the first picture on Google Images of the Philadelphia Phillies, kind of, you know, honoring all the championship teams and the most famous players. And it's also got the mascot, the Fanatic, there as well. So exciting stuff here for Jordan. And once again, really hope you enjoyed that conversation. All right, we're going to wrap up the show here. This has been the Locked On Eagles podcast. As always, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Locked On Birds. Also, me and Gino are on Twitter at DiBiaseLOE and at Gino underscore LOE. If you're not subscribed to the show already on any podcast platform, make sure you subscribe. You will get 4 to 5 episodes a week into your phone as the season goes on, training camp in just a couple weeks here. So wrapping up the show now, for Jordan Spector, Spector Sports Art, I'm Louis DiBiase signing off. As always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go Birds.